You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So there has been praise for Trump following these airstrikes on Friday. Some say it showed his preparedness to do something that Barack Obama did not. He tweeted about how proud he is of this action and later talked about how well he is now polling. With midterms coming up in November, I talked to Auckland Uni's international relations expert Stephen Hoadley about how much of the move is meaningful and how much of the move is connected to the administration's image in the media. And following the strikes, Trump tweeted that the strike was perfectly executed. He thanked the UK and France for their wisdom and power and said that the mission was accomplished. Why is he so proud of this particular raid?
Well, Trump has not really earned a lot of respect during his candidacy and presidency, but there'd be very few people in the world who would approve of using chemical weapons against civilian neighborhoods. And in this respect, Trump has put himself on the right moral side. Very unusual. That would be the first reason, that he is now on the side of the angels. He is trying to save innocent people and to stop chemical warfare. On the other, and also, it serves his political purposes because there's an inquiry going on, the Mueller inquiry. Many of his associates have been arrested or subpoenaed and are now testifying about shady deals with Russians or conflicts of interest with his financial empire or criticism of his personal style. So this strike does portray him as a decisive leader who can execute a military maneuver without killing any innocent people. So it does serve politically to put him in a rather more favorable light than almost every event in his presidency so far.
Do you think that his language was romanticizing military action in his tweets?
Well, look, the United States has always been very proud of its military, and to the extent that the military can execute a precision strike, it can accomplish its limited goals without casualties on either side, the U.S. side or the target side. It's certainly a matter of pride that most Americans would relate to. But his use of the phrase mission accomplished was a very unfortunate choice of words and just shows how ignorant he is of his predecessor, because George W. Bush used those words after the invasion of Iraq. Now, the invasion itself was a brilliant military success. However, the post-war planning for a stable, democratic Iraq was a disaster. So people are now saying to Trump, okay, it was a brilliant military strike, but what's the plan? What's the post-strike plan going to be to bring peace, or at least to reduce conflict and death and destruction in Syria? So this is the difficulty, that the military are brilliant, they can do amazing things, but it's the political follow-up to military action that is lacking in this case and is crucial to establishing what we all want, which is a stable, peaceful, law-abiding environment in every country in the world.
And the UN's US ambassador said that the purpose of sending US troops to Syria is threefold. And one of those purposes is to ensure that the chemical weapons aren't used in a way that could harm the US. Does this mean that to some degree the administration is acting out of self-interest?
Well, the way I teach politics and international affairs, every government, including New Zealand, operates out of self-interest. The only difference between them is the extent to which they modify self-interest in order to cooperate with other governments in international organizations like the United Nations and so forth. So is there a U.S. interest here? Yes, there is, because if there are 2,000 U.S. troops, which we are told are operating in northeastern Syria to support the Kurds, then it is possible that chemical weapons could be used on them. So to that extent, sending a clear message to the Assad regime in Damascus, no more chemical weapons, does certainly serve U.S. interests. But it also serves the interest of every other government and every other individual in Syria, whether they be Syrian, pro-regime, anti-regime, Kurdish, Iranian, Hezbollah from Lebanon, or others. So this can be regarded, I think, as a something good for humanity, that is, the sending a clear message that chemical weapons, and it could be applied to biological weapons as well, and to nuclear weapons to that extent, is this must be a good thing, because it then constrains the possibility of indiscriminate civilian or military casualties as a consequence of chemical warfare. So I regard this as probably one of the only good things that Trump has done in his entire political career.
Several wars are taking place in Syria, and they have been for some time. It's predominantly Al Jazeera that consistently reports on these, and mainstream media airstrikes were one of the first events that they prioritized and headlined over the weekend. Do you think that the media plays an important role in the Western allies' effort to help the Syrian civilians?
Yeah, a good question, insofar as elites in government will make up their minds and make decisions and carry out actions in accordance with their own intelligence sources, their own understanding of the situation. But the media do add into this mix. Media, they are concerned about elections, about public opinion, about how the world will view their actions. And I think every political leader, with including Trump, probably even more so to an almost pathological degree, are looking over their shoulders at media responses. Now, Trump will look at Fox News and declare victory. I will look at CNN or NBC and say, oh, there's a lot of wrong things being done. And every leader will have his or her own source of news, source of intelligence, meaning inside government sources, using their ambassadors, their spies, their whatever sources they can rally and try to make sense out of what's happening. So, but political scientists have never come to a firm conclusion about whether media and public opinion have a decisive impact on foreign policy and security policy decisions. One can say the Vietnam War, the United States public turned against the war in the 1960s and early 70s, and this then led the U.S. to withdraw from Vietnam and essentially allowed North Vietnam to conquer South Vietnam. This might be an example where the media, public opinion, and so on. But even there, you say, was it the media, or was it the fact that American soldiers were being killed, they were taking drugs, it was a hopeless war, and the media was simply reporting on the objective situation. So my view is that the media are largely a conduit of reality. They don't create reality. I'm not a constructivist. I'm a realist. And there is a reality out there, and the media and the responsible media are reporting it very well. And that allows people then to make up their minds as to whether the policy is correct or not.
And within some media realms, there has been praise for Trump that this action shows his preparedness to do something that, as you say, his predecessor did not do. Is the fact that midterms are coming up in November, is that date relevant to this?
Well, we don't know what's in Trump's mind. Remember, he operates also with his advisors, his Secretary of Defense, his National Security Advisor, John Bolton. All of these are hawkish, pro-Trump people. So maybe there's a kind of groupthink bubble in which he operates rather than a well-informed global perspective, and that's our criticism of the way that Trump and that particular White House operates. Is there a possibility that the midterm elections will tip the balance? I think yes. I think liberals like myself are hoping that the Democrats will put up good candidates. They will win seats in the House of Representatives, maybe also in the Senate, change the balance, and then be able to block Trump's more silly initiatives. So I think there is, in particularly elected officials' minds, a considerable concern. Are Trump's policies helping or hurting their own personal election chances? And Republicans in particular must feel vulnerable, because Trump claims to be a Republican. He's a very odd one. But to the extent that Trump makes mistakes, it tarnishes the reputation of other Republicans. It gives the Democrats a chance then to win back those particular seats, which largely have been won by Republicans up to now. And so as we get closer and closer to November, I think there's going to be more and more attention by the media, by politicians, by decision makers to what are the consequences of certain decisions and actions for the electoral outcome.
The Wire. That's funny. What does it sound like?
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.